跟大家打开罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我们从第十八节开始来读。
Reading from verse number 18.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
从第十八节开始来读。
Reading from verse number 18.
翻到了，我们一同来读。
We're going to read together.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
一直念到第二十二节。
Until 22.
一同来读。我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。受造之物切望等候上帝的种子显出来，因为受造之物不在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享上帝儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道这一些受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。二十三节我读，不但如此，就是我们还有圣灵，这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候这个儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体的属。请你读23。 OK， 我们就读到这个地方。
We stop reading.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，你的圣道是永远不改变。主啊，你的话成为我们的力量。你的话是我们建立信仰。你的话指出历史的方向，你的话成为我们路上的光，我们脚前的灯。主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。你愿意用你的真理光照我们，用你的真理来改变我们，用你的真理启发我们，用你的真理释放我们。所以你说，你们要晓得真理，你们就必得着自由。主啊，若不是你圣灵把你的真理讲解给我们清楚，使我们明白你永恒的旨意，我们怎能得自由呢？所以你说你的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。我们感谢，我们赞美你，我们寄蒙你救赎的恩典，成为你的为后世的儿女，能够领受你为我们预备应许中间永恒的产业。我们如今在等候的时刻，愿主加添给我们坚忍的力量，好叫我们顺服你的旨意，更明白你旨意的安排，好像我们在等候的痛苦中间，我们不是成为消极失望的人，乃是成为积极有盼望，等候你再来，充满喜乐，进行祷告，传扬福音，洁身自好的基督徒。说你听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名祈求，阿们。我们上个礼拜在这里思想到神的儿子。
Last week we meditated upon the fact that Christ, God's Son,
神的独生子，
God's only begotten Son,
神的种子，
God's children.
那么在旧约里面提到神的种子是指天使。
In the Old Testament, when we talk about God's children, it points to angels.
新约里提到神的独生子是救主耶稣基督。
In the New Testament, when we talk about God's only Son, that is Christ the Savior.
新约圣经里提到神的儿女是指因基督救赎而领受新生命。有权柄的人。
The children of God in the New Testament are those who have received the salvation of Christ and become someone who have new life.
像人的地位原是比天使更低。
So our position actually is lower than angels.
但是我们被造的时候，
But then when we are created,
因为有身体物质性的限制。
Because there is the limitation of the body and physical body.
所以神要我们进到灵里真正的自由。
So God wants us to enter into true freedom in spirit.
还有脱离，救我们脱离罪同死的管制。
So that we deliver from the physical body and the death and sin.
当一个人接受耶稣基督的时候，
So at a time when one receives Christ Jesus,
信上帝独生子的名。
That is when you believe in the name of God's only Son.
上帝就给他权柄做神的儿女。
God give me the power to become the children of God.
我们得救以后，我们成为神的众子民们。
So after we are saved, we are called the children of God.
这样，在新约里面，特别罗马书第八章，神的众子 不再是指天使。
Then in the New Testament, especially in the book of Romans, all children of God are pointing not to the angels,
而是指蒙救赎的人，
but pointing to those who are saved.
这些人成了神的子女。
These people become the people of God.
神的种子。
Become the children of God.
像基督为神的儿子一样的。
Like Christ is the son of God.
基督因为是神的儿子，所以他成为后世。
Christ, because the son of God, he's the heir of God.
我们是与基督一同成为后世的。
And so we become co-heir with Christ.
后世什么意思呢？
What about heirs?
就是在家中有生命的关系的这种后代。
That in the family, in the offspring, that we are related in relationship.
我们有这个血统。
Because of the blood relationship,
我们有这个叫做产业的特权。
And we have the privilege to inherit the property.
基督是神的后世。
And Christ is the heir of God.
我们与基督一同成为后世。
And we are co-heirs with Christ.
虽然我们的地位就以没有得救以前完全不一样。
So that our position as compared to before saving is different.
一个人没有得救以前，他是不是属上帝的？
Prior to the fact that we are saved, do we belong to God?
是属上帝。
Oh yes, he belongs to God.
那是第一种地位的连续。
That is the extension of the first kind of relationship.
这种第一种地位的连续什么意思呢？
And what's the extension of this first position?
就是原先被造的地位是属上帝。
Because we are created, we belong to God.
圣经什么地方谈到这个事情？
Where would the Bible discuss about this?
诗篇第二十四篇第一节。
In Psalm 24 verse 1.
地和其中所充满的都属耶和华。
The earth and all which is in the earth belong to God.
这个叫做自然连续。
So that's a natural linkage.
这是因为被造而连续。
Because of the creation linkage.
我们属上帝。
We belong to God.
我们是神所造。
And that's created by God.
神在创造界中间统管万有。
God in creation, He rules all things.
神是宇宙的主宰。
He is the Lord of the universe.
神要审判全人类。
He's going to judge all people.
从亚伯拉罕的话里就知道他曾经有过这样的信仰。
From the word of Abraham, we know that he had had this kind of faith before.
当上帝要审判，就叫硫磺火降下来烧灭索多玛俄摩拉的时候，
When God is about to have this sulfur fire to burn Gomorrah and Sodom,
亚伯拉罕坐起起来，
Abraham was so anxious.
如果里面有义人怎么办呢？
What happened if there are righteous men in it?
把义人和恶人一同消灭绝对不是上帝的作为。
How can they destroy the righteous man and the evil man together? This is not the word of God.
亚伯拉罕就讲了一句很重要的话。
So Abraham said a very important statement.
这是信心之父一个很重要的内容。
The father of faith, that's the important content about that.
审判全地的上帝岂不行公义吗？
God who judges the whole world, doesn't he practice righteousness?
所以在亚伯拉罕观念中间，
So in the concept of Abraham,
神不但是创造全世界，
Not only God is the one who created the whole world,
神不但是照顾全世界，
Also he takes care of the world,
神不但是管统管全世界，
Not only rule over the world,
神有一天的审判全世界，
One day he will judge the whole world,
审判全地的上帝岂不行公义？
God who judges the whole world, doesn't he practice righteousness?
亚伯拉罕的神观是很清楚。
The concept of God in Abraham is clear.
他是独一的神。
He is the only God.
他是永恒的神。
He is the eternal God.
他是统管的神。
He is the one who rules.
他要审判全世界。
He is the God who judges the whole world.
神的审判不是照着他自己的这个七情六欲喜爱而为。
But God just not according to his own pleasure.
他岂不行公义呢？
He will judge according to righteousness.
今天我们都知道法院是专讨论专执行公义法则的机关。
So we know that this court is a place that can execute righteousness.
但是法院是最不讲公义的地方。
But then it's a place that doesn't talk about justice.
因为许多的法官是知法犯法，玩弄律法的。
Because many of these judges they go against and break the laws themselves.
我们只能仰望的永恒者。
We can only look up the eternal one.
至高至圣的绝对者。
The absolute highest and the holy one.
那绝对完美的公义者。
The absolute perfect and righteous one.
亚伯拉罕的信仰准确到这个地步。
Abraham's concept is so accurate.
审判全地的岂不行公义呢？
He who judges the whole world, doesn't he also does the righteousness?
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以这样，这个世界呢，有一天要受完整的审判。
So this world one day will be judged perfectly.
那就是历史的终点。
That is the end point of history. And also God's ultimate victory. Before this point comes,
历史是直线进行,
history proceeds in not in the circular form,
乃是直线进行,
but progress in the straight line form until the ultimate point comes. When that point comes, also God's righteousness is fully manifested. God's power is totally manifested. And God's holy judgment also is totally manifested. So before the holy God, who can stand firm? In the wrath of God, who can resist the judgment of God? When Jehovah returns, who can stand before him? When the righteous judgment of God comes,
将军, 父父, 壮士, 君王, 所有的大人物, 他们都恐惧战惊, 不能面对上,
even all the great men will tremble before God, cannot stand on their own.
所以呢, 新有, 启示里面有这样的话语说,
that's why in the New Testament Revelation it says,
他们说, 大山啊, 倒在我们身上,
mountain fall upon us,
小山啊, 把我们压下来,
small mountain press on me.
谁能等候,
who can wait and stand before the God of wrath? Then the corruption of the world will become to an end point. That is the true demand of a righteous man. Because all the unrighteous practices, so they
are
pressed all those who are righteous. So where would we have this kind of retribution of justice? Deep in our conscience, we hope there is one day when this righteousness of God is fully manifested. Those who are wrong against so many, those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, so many. And many of the manifestations of injustice in the society too. The wrong judgment of the court are many. There are so many of sighing, groaning of the emptiness in life. Who will be the ultimate judgment one? That is God who judges the whole world. He has the absolute sovereignty and to execute the last and ultimate judgment of the world. When God's righteousness is being manifested, and also demanding a demand coming from the absolute holy one, so in his righteousness we also must be judged. So when you're happy because unrighteous men are being judged, you also must know that you will be judged too.
整个人类的前途一定是黑暗的。
So the future of this the mankind is doomed.
但是圣经这一段告诉我们不是的。
But the Bible passage tells no, it's not so.
神为自己存留了一些人。
Because God had kept for himself some people.
神为了他公义的要求。
Because of the demand of righteousness from him,
他曾经差遣义者、圣者先代替这些人死。
He has sent the righteous one, the holy one, to substitute in a place to die. And that's the only hope of mankind. That upon us, the life of we people who got to be judged.
有谁可以逃避自己犯罪所应当面对
who can escape from the responsibility from the fact that we will face the God of wrath?
有谁为我们负债?
Who will pay the debt for us? Who will take up this wrath, the judgment of wrath from God? This is the important theme actually of the book of Romans.
人在基督里面的救恩,
that man in Christ, their salvation, that the salvation in Christ will let us be avoid from the eternal judgment of God, so that we are liberated from the curse of the law, and liberated from the bondage of sin and death, and also liberated also from eternal judgment. And that is the problem of salvation.
如果我们做基督徒而从来没有思考到我们得救的问题, 我们是没有真正享受神给我们的应许一种可能性。
If we have been Christian and never pondered upon the promise of salvation, which means you have not thought of the possibilities of salvation from God.
如果教会天天每次礼拜天传讲圣经的信息，而不把救赎当作整个信仰的中心的话，那么这个教会的会友就没有得到最大的盼望。
If the church were to preach every Sunday, but without preaching upon the salvation, then there's no hope for the congregation.
所以当神审判的大日来到的时候
，So when that day when God's judgment come upon us,
对那些不肯悔改、犯罪在神面前抵挡他的人来说，是一个末日。
They who sin and also refuse to repent, there will be last day for them when the judgment comes.
是一个定罪的日子。
Also a day of condemnation.
面对永恒受苦的日子。
And also a day where you face eternal suffering.
但是对得书的人不是如此。
To those who are saved is different.
对这些真正蒙救赎恩典的人。
To those who truly receive the grace of salvation.
那个日子是凯旋的日子。
That day is a day of victory.
那个日子是永美的日子。
A day of beauty.
那个日子是完全成全的日子。
A day of total accomplishment.
那个日子是荣耀的日子。
A day of glory.
所以这一段的圣经就提到了荣耀的日子。
So this passage talk about the day of glory.
这个荣耀就是罗马书第三章二十三章二十三节所提的亏欠的那个荣耀。
And that glory is something we foresaw the glory mentioned in Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
人都犯了罪。
The world has sinned.
亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
换句话说，神造人的时候
，Which means when God created us,
荣耀的神把我们造成荣耀的人。
The God of glory created us a man of glory.
尊贵的神把我们造成尊贵的人。
The God of honor has created us a man of honor.
永恒的神把我们造成有永恒性的人。
The God of eternity created us with eternalness.
创造的神把我们造成有创造性的人。
The God of creation created us with the ability to create.
圣洁的神把我们造成有道德功能的人。
The God of holiness created us with a function of morality.
荣耀的神把我们造成有神荣耀形象的活物。
The God of glory created us with an image that can glory God as a being.
等这完美的荣耀。
When this total glory
有了亏欠的时候
，When there is a shortcoming，
那么你说这个荣耀就不完全了。
You say this glory is not complete now。
你说很可惜了。
So it's so pitiful。
完美的东西现在不完美了。
Now something which is perfect now no more perfect。
又失去了。
It's lost perfection。
另外一角又破了。
And another corner is
慢慢烂掉了。
And slowly corrupt。
这就是我们犯罪以后的情形。
This is our condition after we have sinned。
世界哪里有是全是美的人
？Where can we have perfect man in the world？
有人讲这句话
When some people talk about this,
就是叫人原谅他不永美不完美也不要紧的
And other people will forgive them because it's okay when not perfect
但是神对我们的要求不是如此
But the demand of God to us is not so
当看见我们继续不断撕破神在我们身上荣耀的时候
When they see that we can tear off the glory of God upon us
他的心中非常的伤痛
His heart was hurt
所以神要我们得回完美
So he want us to regain the perfection
那么得回完美就是救赎的成全
And to regain the perfection is the accomplishment of salvation.
脱离亏欠的生活
To live the life of wrong and sin.
就是进入重新得到荣耀的开始
To enter in the beginning of regaining of the perfection.
谁能把我们失去的荣耀得回来呢
Who can regain on our behalf the lost glory?
谁能成全我们已经不完全的荣耀呢
Who then can accomplish our glory which is incomplete?
为什么呢
Why
谁能做这个事情
Who can do this
这就是归正神学的 glorification
That is in Reformed theology we call glorification
所以保罗在这段圣经呢不是提到 justification
So Paul here is not talking about justification
保罗在这里不是提到 sanctification
Not mentioned about sanctification 成圣
不是称义的问题
Not saying about justification
不是成圣的问题
Not sanctification
而是荣的问题
But rather glorification
我们的被荣耀袭来了
That we have been glorified
这里 glorify 跟 justify 跟 sanctify 都是用被动的名词。
So it is all in passive voice. We say about glorify, justify, and sanctify.
神称我们为义的时候
，When God justify us，
他主动，我们被动。
Is active, we are passive.
当神洗净我们的心的时候
，When God cleanse our heart，
使我们成为圣洁的时候
，So they were holy.
他主动，我们被动。
Is active, we are passive.
当神使我们得荣耀的时候
，When we are glorified，
我们被。接近到得荣耀的地步，是他主动，我们被。
We are being cleansed until we are glorified. Yeah, He is active, we are passive.
我们得荣耀的日子
，at the day of glorification，
也就是世界受审判的日子。
Also, it's a day of judgment of the world.
罪人因为神的义怒同审判而永远离开神的时候
，the sinners because of the holy wrath of God forever they leave God，
他就进到第二次的死的地步。
Then they enter in the second death。
而基督徒在他们受审判的时刻
and Christian at a time of judgment
他们要领受神给他们荣耀的成全
they will see they receive the completion of glory from God
所以对他们来说是进入永行永远离开上帝的时刻的开始
so to these people is a time where they leave the eternal punishment of God
真正的基督徒来说那是进到永远荣耀的一个开始
To the one who is truly saved, that's the beginning point when entering the eternal glory.
是永远享受永生具体在永恒中间的生命的开始。
So that's the beginning of us eternally. We enjoy the eternal enjoyment.
所以这就变成盼望了。
So that become hope.
这就变成动力了。
That become a motivation force.
所以就变成我们喜乐的源头。
Become the source of our joy.
所以做基督徒不应当是忧愁满面，每天像快要死的人一样。
So to be a Christian, we should not feel sad and sorrowful every day.
侍奉主不应当是唉声载道，怨天尤人，一天到晚埋怨上帝。
So when serve the Lord it shouldn't be a thing when we remember everything Christians we must be joyful to serve the Lord
it
must be a joyful task
累不累啊
are you tired yes
我告诉你这八天我的颈项差不多 不大能动
for this 8 days I couldn't move my neck
所以你看上个礼拜的录音带我是不是眼睛一直向前没有动
so you see last week's tape I just look forward
我要动的时候身体都要动
I got to move my whole body when I move
因为堆积下来
Because accumulatedly,
我这个头已经重得不得了
My head is so heavy
筋痛得不得了
And also this is next to stiff
但是我没有埋怨
But I never murmur
我充满力量
I have power
充满喜乐
And a joy, why?
因为基督徒是有盼望的人
Because Christ, Christian is the one with hope
基督徒不是没有盼望的人
Christian is someone not without hope
盼望建立在哪里呢
And hope
盼望建立在神的应许上
The hope is established upon the promise of God
应许建立在哪里呢
And where is the foundation of the promise
应许建立在神的不变性同神的 永远不会背负自己的本性
Our promise is founded on the faithfulness of God
所以神是永恒的神
So God is eternal God
神是不变的神
God is the immutable God
神是信实的神
God is a faithful God
神是不背负自己的神
God is the one who doesn't go against himself
神以他的诚信真实用他的真理把他诚实的话应许下来是永远不改变
And it's honestly this truth and also he made a promise that will never change
所以应许就成了我们盼望的基础了
So the promise got a foundation of a hope
而神的信实又成了他应许的基础
And also God's faithfulness become the foundation of his promise
所以我们向永不改变诚信真实绝对不背负自己的上帝所赐下的应许产生的盼望不会失望
So do we have the hope to the promise of God who is faithful and will never be disappointed
所以第八章提到圣灵住在我们里面
So chapter 8 says that Holy Spirit dwells in us
那么我们灵与圣灵一同证明我们是上帝的
Then our spirit and God's spirit could testify we are sinners of God
上帝的儿女怎样看出是上帝的儿女
As children of God how can we know that we are children of God
你说呢又有上帝儿女的服装
So we have the attire of children of God
有上帝儿女的金十字架
Also with a cross
还有一个上帝儿女的帽子
And with the hat also of a children of God
一看就知道上帝的儿女来了
So when you see we know that immediately God should have come
这个叫做用服装显明我们身份
So we use attire to manifest our position
从全本圣经没有这个事情
The whole Bible never talk about that
圣经提到两件事
The Bible mentions about two things
你们若彼此相爱
So if you love one another
众人就因此认出你们是我的什么门徒了
People will know that you are my disciples
所以我们的服装 不是衣服。
So our attire and not the clothing.
我们的 uniform 是爱的生活。
And our uniform is the light of love.
圣经提到他们勇敢做见证，众人就认出他们是耶稣的跟随者了。
The Bible also says because they're courageous in bearing testimony, people know that they are followers of Christ.
所以我们第二样最重要的服装就是我们努力勇敢传福音的这个心智。
The second uniform that we can identify us that we are courageous in preaching the gospel.
那么神儿女的荣耀
and the glory of children of God.
除了这个相爱跟勇敢传福音以外
，other than loving one another and be courageous in preaching，
就是基督给教会的里面同外面的两大命令。
And these are the two big commandments of Christ Jesus to us inwardly and outwardly.
Internal commandment， 你们要彼此相爱。
And the internal commandment is that we must love one another.
Externally, Christ commands us for His great commission.
那么对于外呢，耶稣是吩咐我们完成福音的大使命。
所以我们对内相爱。
So internally we love one another.
对外勇敢传福音。
Externally, graciously we preach the gospel.
这就成了神儿女真正的生命的记号。
So they become the true marks of those true children of God.
除此外还有两件事。
Other than that, there are two more things.
耶稣在约翰福音第十五章提出来的。
Why Jesus in John chapter 15 he mentioned?
他说你们多结果子
，you bear much fruit.
那么众人就知道你们是我的门徒。
And all will know that you are my disciples.
所以这个结果子的生活
，the life of bearing fruit，
在的佛教里面的果子不是太多种。
In Buddhism, there are not many fruits.
所以圣经里面最少有七种果子。
But in the Bible, there are at least 7 kinds of fruits.
是果子就是真正的树的外在的记号。
And also, it is outer this mark or sign of a tree actually.
好树结好果子。
Because good fruit will bear good fruit.
我们的功夫的果子。
And also, we have the fruits of
our labor. 我们有这个最纯的果子。
Our fruit of lips.
我们的仁义的果子。
Our fruit of this
光明的果子。
Righteousness and brightness.
我们圣灵的果子。
And also, triumphant.
圣经都记载了。
And all this recorded in the Bible.
这是果子。
All this fruit.
我们荣耀的表达。
It is also a manifestation of a glory.
最后一样。
And the last one.
是彼得所提的。
And Peter said.
以圣洁为装饰。
The holiness become an attire.
所以爱
love,
传福音
结
果子
the best fruit,
圣洁的生活
holy life,
这些就是在世荣耀的表现。
All these are the glory we have when you are still living.
你看见一个人有爱心的时候，这是很荣耀的人。
When you see a person with love, we see this glorious.
你看见一个人过很圣洁的生活的时候，你看这个是很荣耀的人。
People living a holy life, that's very glorious.
当你看一个人不是为利，而是为了灵魂的需要，勇敢做见证传福音的时候，你看他是很荣耀的人。
If a person for the sake of glory, he bear much testimony, he is glorious.
当一个人结满果子的时候，他的生命生活充满各样的果子。这是很荣耀的人。
When a person bears much fruit, we see that his life is glorious.
除此以外呢
？Except
我们就看不见其他了。
We cannot see others.
所以基督徒穿的衣服
，so the attire of
非基督徒穿的衣服
，the non-Christian attire
一样的
，same.
有钱的买好一点
，with a rich you have a better clothing.
穷的买粗一点
，with a poorer clothing.
所以你不能从衣服看出他是不是基督徒。
For from the clothing you cannot identify whether they're Christian or not.
所以上帝要把最后的荣耀披在我们身上。
So God wants to put upon us the final glory.
这个就是神要把终极性的完美放在我们身上。
That is God wants to put the ultimate perfection upon us.
这个叫做得荣的日子来到。
That is the day of glorification.
The day of glorification.
得荣耀的日子。
That day all true Christians will be automatically glorified by God.
那一天，所以真正的基督徒都要受神之荣耀。
那么，神把什么样的荣耀给我们呢
？What kind of glory God will give to us?
就是儿子的自由的荣耀。
That is the glory of the freedom of the Son of God.
上帝儿女的自由的荣耀。
And also the glory of the freedom of God's Son.
我们脱离罪的管制。
We are liberated from the bondage of sin.
我们脱离罪的审判。
Liberated from the judgment of sin.
我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Liberated from the curse of law.
我们脱离上帝公义对我们的追讨。
Also the pursuit of the righteous demand of law of God.
那是真正自由。
True freedom, yeah.
神的儿女才有真正神儿女的自由。
It is only the true children of God who enjoy the true freedom of children of God.
你不成为神的儿女，你不可能有神儿女的自由。
If you do not become the children of God, you cannot have this freedom of children of God.
能够 变成一个有神而你自由的人。
So we, when you turn to become someone who has the true freedom, the Son of God,
上帝的儿子叫你自由，你就真自由了。
Because when the Son of God set you free, you are truly free.
所以这个原理又来了。
So there comes the principle.
基督是后世。
And Christ the heir.
我得救了，与基督一同做后世。
When I've been saved, I'm co-heirs with Christ.
基督是独生子。
Christ the only Son.
我成为神的儿女，所以借着基督，我们与他一同。为弟兄成为上帝的众子。
When I become the children through Christ Jesus, I become the brothers and become the children of God.
而基督是真正自由、没有罪管制的人。
Christ is the one who is truly free from sin.
透过基督，我们成为真正自由的人。
Through Christ Jesus, we become a true free man.
耶稣说：“我实实在告诉你，所有犯罪的人就是罪的奴仆。”
Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say that those who sin become the slaves of sin."
唯有上帝的儿子若释放你，叫你自由，你们就真自由了。
Only when the Son of God set you free, then you are truly free.
所以神要使我们完全自由。
So God also wants to be truly free.
神要我们完全荣耀。
Truly be glorified.
所以我们从前做罪人的时候
，So in the past when the sinners,
一方面受罪捆绑
，On the one hand bound by sin,
第二方面亏欠上帝的荣耀。
Secondly, we forfeit the glory of God.
我们受罪捆绑的时候
，When we are bound by sin,
我们就不自由
，We're not free.
我们亏欠荣耀的时候
When you forfeit the glory of God
我们荣耀就不完美
Then the glory is not perfect
耶稣的救赎来到在这两方面
When the salvation of Christ comes in these two aspects
使我们脱离奴仆的辖制
We liberate from the bondage of a slave
脱离罪恶的捆绑
Also bondage of a sin
脱离黑暗的权势
Also the power of darkness
脱离良心的控告
Also the accusation from the conscience
脱离律法的咒诅
And the curse of the law
脱离上帝的审判的愤怒
Also be liberated from of wrath of just of God.
使我们自由
so we are free.
自由以后呢
after that,
就是基督把永美再一次成全在我们的身上
One more time, God will give you this perfect beauty to us.
所以失去了永远要得回来了
so the lost glory will regain.
所有不够的完美现在要起
来 and the imperfect will not become perfect.
只有基督才能做这个工作
Only Christ can accomplish that.
所以这一章圣经
so this verse,
到了这一段
when it comes to this passage,
就提到将来的荣耀
it mentions the future glory.
什么荣耀呢
What glory?
上帝儿女的自由的荣耀
And the glory of the freedom of children of God.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
所以我讲到这个地方
When I talk about this year,
我再读这几句的时候
One more time, read these few verses.
你就更清楚了
Hold on, while you understand.
我们再打开来看
We'll turn again to Romans chapter 8.
第十八节开始来读
Reading from verse number 18.
1, 2, 3. 我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不住介意了受造出盼望等候
上帝的
众
子
显
出
来因为受造出不在虚空之下不是自己愿意乃是因那叫他如此的但受造出仍然指望脱离败坏的瑕疵
得享上帝儿女
自由的荣耀再读第二十一节
但受造主仍然指望脱离败坏的瑕疵
得享
上帝儿女自由的荣
耀好现在请你读22节23节那我就讲到另外一个很重要的题目就是在劳苦叹息中间怎样等候一同来读
我们知道一切受造主一同叹息劳苦直到如今
不但如
此
就是
我们这有圣灵出借国子的也是自己心里叹息等候得着儿子的名分乃是我们的身体的属
好现在大家注意听
Now pay attention
那我们现在的苦楚
Now our this suffering
是很可怕的
It is horrifying
是很难当的
It is so difficult to bear
是我们常常劳苦叹息的
And that's why we groan
但是保罗说
Paul said
如果把现在的苦楚
If we compare this present suffering
将来的荣耀
As the eternal glory
就不足介意了
We cannot compare that
不足介意
It's not worth to compare
什么意思啊
What do you mean
算不得什么
It would not worth comparing.
不必再计较了。
Don't be calculative.
微不足道了。
It's so minute.
根本不必讲了。
We don't have to talk about that.
比字上没有意思。
When they compare, it's meaningless.
算什么
？It's nothing.
啊，这个很重要。
Important that.
一个能讲算什么的人，已经算清楚了。
When they say that it's nothing, which he has calculated.
一天到晚在算的时候，不知道他应当算什么。
Because when he was calculating again, there's nothing to calculate.
有的人是算了。
Some say never mind.
后来又在骂。
Then they'll scold again.
他算不了，不是
算。Because he has not fully calculated.
他还没有算了。
He has not fully calculated.
算了。
Calculated.
算什么
？Never mind.
这些话讲出来的时候
，When you say this，
你有没有真正的把握呢
？Do you truly have the certainty？
保罗说：“把现在我们所受的苦
，What that we suffer now, Paul said，
比起将来要得到的荣耀
，As compared to the future glory，
算了
，Nothing to compare，
微不足道了
，Nothing to compare，
不足介意了
，We don't have to feel worth
将来的荣耀
，The future glory，
现在的苦难
，The suffering now，
不能相比的。”
That's never comparable.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这是告诉我们基督徒有一个荣耀。
Which means that the glory for Christians
要来到
to become.
这个荣耀的大日来的时候。
When that day comes.
也就是完美在我们身上成全的时候。
When the perfection is accomplished upon us.
亏欠上帝的荣耀。
We forsake the glory of God.
做了罪的奴仆。
And also become a slave of sin.
在黑暗中间受辖制。
In darkness we are bound.
这个辖制的反面就是自由。
And the opposite of bondage is freedom.
亏欠的反面就是成全。
Falling short means opposite is accomplished.
羞辱的反面就是荣耀。
And also the shamefulness is opposite is glory.
那么保罗讲的未来的荣耀，自由的来到，神的儿女显现出来。
When possible the future glory, the Son of God to be manifested.
告诉他耶稣基督再来的时候。
Within that time when Christ comes.
那么我们就得到了最完美的救恩了。
We have the complete salvation.
那么现在呢
？What about now?
你说现在得救了
？You said now you're safe.
得救了
？Yes.
完美吗
？Is it complete?
还没有完全成就。
Not totally complete.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
等候。
Wait.
等候的终究怎么样
？When you wait, what to do?
有没有苦难呢
？Is there suffering?
有。
Oh yes.
有没有劳苦呢
？Are there labors?
有。
Yes.
有没有叹息呢
？Are there groaning?
有。
Yes.
好，从今天开始哈。
From henceforth.
你看到一只牛的时候。
When I see a cow.
你看它一下。
Look at the cow.
你注意看，啊。
Look at the cow.
你用罗马书八章看牛。
You use Romans chapter 8 to look at cows.
你不要用牛看罗马书八章。
Don't use cow to look at Romans chapter 8.
牛看不懂罗马书第八章在讲。
Cow will not understand about Romans chapter 8.
人透过罗马书第八章看牛是看得很清楚。
But when men through Romans chapter 8 see cows, they see clearly.
牛在讲什么呢？
What is the cow saying?
我这么辛苦，不是我愿意的。
I labor so much, it's not that I want it.
我是没有办法的。
I'm subjected to it.
我不愿意这么劳苦。
I don't want to labor.
Groaning, 劳苦叹息
Groaning,
为什么叫劳苦的
Why groaning and suffer?
不是我愿意的
Not that I want.
如果你不相信，你看罗马书第八章
Look at Romans chapter 8.
万物劳苦叹息
The whole creation groans and suffer.
他们没有办法
They have no way out.
没有办法
No way out.
人呢，怎么样处理动物？动物就是这样被处理
No matter how the, no matter how men deal with animals, there will be animals.
只有那些比较野性的动物。
Only those most savage animals
翻过来咬你一口把你杀死的时候
turn and kill you and eat you
他呢就做了一件呢暂时的逃脱
then he has been liberated temporarily
但是一定别人为了生源把他杀死
but people will take revenge upon them
所以呢他们还是没有办法处理
so there's no way to deal with them
人被造在万物的上面
man is created up on the animals
万物被造是为了人的需要
all things are created for the need of man
人对万物有最后的权柄
Man has the ultimate power to the creation
但是神在人没有犯罪以前
But before man sin
从来不许可人杀死动物
God did not allow man to kill animals
只许可人呢就修理看守原地
Only but to tend the land
管理天上地上海里一切的货物
And also to rule all things about the air on the earth and the sea
To manage To domain over
And to domain over all the things
不是 to suppress不是 persecute or to torture
不是压制或是使他受苦
我们不是去逼害他
we're not persecuting them
不是摧残他
we're not suppressing them
治理他
but with the rule
带领他
to manage
控制他
and to provide
佛教徒呢一直以为的人还是那样的情形
the Buddhists still feel that we are in that stage
但是呢圣经告诉我们自从犯罪以后呢
but the Bible says after men have sinned
人成了自然的领队成为大自然被造者的元首
Man become the leader of all things
人一犯罪以后呢
After he has sinned
控制万物的权柄就慢慢失去了。
So he has slowly lose the power of managing the world.
不但不能控制狮子老虎。
Not only that we cannot control this tiger and lions.
连一只蚊子你睡觉的来咬你，你就不知道怎么处理它。
Even a mosquito when come to you at night, you don't know how to deal with it.
这也是就约伯记里面一个重要的信息。
This is also an important message in the book of Job.
约伯说我没有罪，为什么受这么苦？我没有罪。
Job said, I never seen how can I suffer.
上帝回答说
God say,
谁说你没有罪？
Who say you have no sin?
一大堆罪。
They have many sins.
上帝不这样答的。
God did not answer this.
上帝解答问题很高明的。
God is very good in answering questions.
约伯啊，你知道河马是怎么样生出来的？
Job, do you know how, hippo, how did it was given birth to?
你知道这个鳄鱼的这个肉的皮多么硬吗？
You know the alligator, how thick the skin is?
你知道天上的星有这么多的数量吗？
Do you know how many are there in the star with the stars?
你知道山羊在肚子里面怎么样成长吗？
Do you know how this goat is being born in the womb?
要不然我不是问这个。
I didn't ask all this.
我是问你，我没有犯罪，我受苦。
I'm asking, I never seen how come a sin, suffer.
上帝的答案是告诉他什么？
God's answer, what's the meaning?
如果你没有犯罪
If you're not sin,
你应当像亚当没有犯罪以前可以管天上地上海里一切的货物财宝
You must be like Adam before he sinned that he can control all these things
你根本现在没有办法控制你还不承认你是罪人
But now you cannot control all these things You don't acknowledge you're a sinner then
你的神的答案深到那个地步
So God's answer is so profound
人性被着原先的控制权失去证明人有罪
Because when man was created, he was created to rule over all these things. Now he has lost his power.
我也思想圣经了。
The more that I meditate upon the Bible,
我也震惊。
The more I tremble.
因为里面所讨论绝对不是普通文化界、哲学界的那肤浅思想所能得到的地方。
Because we have been discussing something that been reached by culture and philosophy.
因为你是整个大自然的代表。
Because they are representative of whole creation.
上不正之下歪。
So when you are not straight, the falling will not be straight too.
做人做得不像样。
When you are not truly a man,
你叫狮子做狮子像狮样吗？
So how can a lion be a lion?
你人不像样。
So you are not truly a man.
狮狗猫牛都不像样。
So all the animals will not be like animals proper.
已经不像原先被造的形。
So they are not like original created position.
那么他们现在在很被动的地步中间。
So they are now in a very passive situation.
弱肉强食。
And also the strong will kill the weak.
争斗不停。
And they fight.
这个血肉之间的争权夺利。
And there's a very bloody fight.
不但在人界。
Not only in humankind,
在自然界的中间
even in the natural world.
所以你注意看 Discovery Channel.
So if you watch Discovery Channel,
你看这 Geographic, National Geographic Channel.
Also National Geographic,
你看到了狮子怎么样去吃鹿
You see how the lion killed the deer,
怎么样去吃那个狼
And also the wolf,
怎么样去追
Also
怎么样去杀
pursued, were killed.
好像大自然没有上帝的爱
You see, in the natural world, there's no love of God.
好你知道了一只狮子要追到一条鹿追到道吃到饱他也是等几天才追到
You know for a lion to pursue the deer before he can capture and eat it wait for a few days
当他最饿的时候
when he's most hungry
最需要力量的时候
it's more in need of strength
也就是他最没有力气追鹿的时候
and that's the time when they have no strength to go after the deer
最饿的时候
and the most hungry
最需要用力气追的时候
and also the time they need the power most
所以他那一餐饭不像你嘿叫这个拉萨他就来了
It's not easily that you call a meal for yourself
万物劳苦叹息
So even all things will labor and groan
有时候你会说啊，做狼精干苦
So it's difficult to manage to stand by your side
哎呀我七岁的时候
When I was seven
我第一次讲这句话
And that was first time I said this
我晚上病得很重三更半夜发高烧高烧不能睡
I was sick and a high fever I couldn't sleep at night
我的母亲一直照顾我
My mother was carrying me
我忽然就最难情感苦
I sigh and say it's difficult to be a man
我妈妈笑了一笑
My mother was so frightened
那个七岁的孩子说最难情感苦
7 years old I say that
他说你讲什么
What do you say
妈最难情感苦
Why it's difficult to be a man
什么感苦
What difficulties
鬼心跳情感苦
I feel aching
嘿你那人讲这个话
So yes so small how can you say that
老人在这讲这个话
Only when I old can say that
七岁的孩子讲做人的
7 years old can say that
不可以讲这个话
Don't say that
我说妈你为什么可以讲我不可以讲
So I say mom how can you say that Because I'm old mother said
我给他这样一讲我就知道一定没有进化论
So I say that there's no evolution actually.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为七岁的时候不辛苦，越老越辛苦，不是退化吗?
Because at age of seven, you don't feel suffering at the age of old. Oh, when you feel suffering, there's no evolution.
人类没有盼望。
So there's no hope for mankind.
小小生出来很可爱。
So when they're born, they're so cute.
越老越不可爱。
But when they're old, they're not more cute.
大人看小孩子可爱，拉拉他嘴巴。
When they oversee the young, they can pinch them.
抱抱他一下。
And they carry them.
捏他一两把。
Pinch them.
有没有人看见七八岁的拉拉一下呢？
Seven or eight will push them.
你拉他看到七八岁的人还拉他一下吗
？Seven or eight will push them. You push them.
万物劳苦叹。
All things labor and groan.
你看狗劳苦叹。
You see even the
你看牛劳苦叹气。
The cow pen.
你看猪猫什么动物都劳苦叹气。
All these pig, all animals will groan and labor.
有一个人看一条鱼在游的时候这么舒服，这么快乐。
So the man seeing this fish swimming so joyfully.
你怎么知道它是快乐
？How do you know it is joyful？
我看它是动的半死才能前进。
I see that it moves so hard before it can move forward.
多少体力才能前进
？How much strength he has to have before he can move forward？
你看一个人爬山的时候
，When you see a man climbing hill，
哇，这运动多么好看
！Exercising so beautiful，
体态多么美丽
！And so beautiful he posture，
他喘气喘的差不多死掉了。
He is panting actually。
我们看别人都很好
，When you see others are good，
连快要自杀。以前的人，他走路的体态都很美。
Even the one before he commits suicide also you walk gracefully.
但是只有你做他才知道那几步是多么难走。
But when you become him, then we know the last few steps are so heavy.
我们每个人看别人都很好，你挺上啊。
When you see others are good.
哇，你很好啊。
You're good.
他说好好看嘛。
Oh, good, good, good.
不好受了。
But not good, bad.
万物劳苦叹息。
All things are groaning.
做什么呢？
Why?
等候。
Waiting.
等候什么
？Waiting for what?
有一天的救赎。
One day you're saved.
啊，这是全本圣经唯一。
That's only place in the Bible.
一段
，only one passage
提到连万物都盼望得到救赎。
Saying that even the whole or the whole creation are waiting to be saved.
但是他不知道他救赎。
By it itself doesn't know that it will be saved.
不能向人得到救恩的救赎。
Because it won't be like man who enjoy the salvation.
那么万物等的是哪一种呢
？So what kind of thing that they're waiting for?
等候上帝的。种子显现出来
，waiting for the identity of the children of God to be manifested.
上帝的种子是谁呢
？Now who are the children of God？
我已经说了，新约上帝的种子不是天使。
The children of God in the Old Testament are not angels.
上帝的种子就是得救的基督徒。
The children of God are the saved Christians.
得救的基督徒显现出来。
Christians who are manifested.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
这些人是不是像奥沙马躲在山洞没有出
来 ？Like Osama hiding caves.
那么基督徒什么时候显现出来
？When would we be manifested？
这就是刚才我所讲的。
That's what I say.
你没有记好。
You have no mark.
你的服装跟非基督徒一样。
Your attire is the same with others.
你的气色跟非基督徒一样。
And your countenance also the same with others.
你身体有病跟非基督徒一样。
Your body has sickness like others.
你世上的儿子还没有显现出来。
So your children of God is not being manifested.
万物劳苦叹息。
All things groan and suffer.
等候上帝的种子显现出来。
Waiting for the children of God to be manifested.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
当全世界受审判。
When the whole world is judged.
神的儿女在荣耀的那一天。
And the day when the children of God are glorified.
这世界才有一个新的盼望。
Then there's a new hope for the world.
上帝造万有。
When God created all things,
在人之下。
Under man.
人犯罪。
After man of sin,
全自然都受玷污。
The whole creation are polluted.
所以自然就等到人被救赎成全的日子来到以后，才有恢复光明的一天。
So nature will wait until that day when we are glorified, then there will be a day of hope for them.
有新天新地来到的时候。
When a new earth and new heaven comes,
那个人跟狮子在一起。
And man and lion will be together living.
小孩子跟野兽在一起。
The children were living together with the beast.
他可以玩弄蛇。
They can play with the snake.
那表示那个时候万有已经恢复了原先应当有的地。
Which all things now regain the original state.
神造的世界是最美好的。
The world that God created is most beautiful.
我们也不能看有任何一个世界比这个世界更美好。
We cannot see any other world more beautiful than this world.
德国的大哲学家 Leibniz,
the great German philosopher,
讲一句话
，He said,
这个世界就是被造的最可能最完美的就是这个世界。
He said, this world is the most possible, the best possible created world.
The best possible created world is our world.
让我们最可能造的最好的世界就是我们的世界。
宇宙中间找到一个地方比这个世界更好的环境是不可能的。
There's no possibility for us to find another place in the universe which is better than this world.
这个世界太好了。
It's so good.
太美了
，so beautiful。
你需要的氧气怎么呼吸都够了。
You know that you have all the oxygen you want。
你看全世界人口越来越增加，人的呼吸还是没有问题。
When there's increasing population of the whole world, there's no problem with the breathing。
造人的神
，the God who created man，
为人预备了可住的地球
，and created a possible world to live。
美到这个地步。
So beautiful，
真是自然调谐
，and also is harmony in nature，
ecology，
the ecology，
所以找完美的系统建造在我们。
So the ecological system is built upon us to perfect。
当我们受苦的时候
，so when you suffer，
我们失恋的时候
，also when you are jilted，
我们生意失败的时候
，when you fail in a business，
我们现在没有办法还的时候
，when you are in debt，
我们的良心绝对不要欠债的时候
，when our conscience doesn't want to be in debt，
我们那个时候看到这个世界可怕的不得了
，we see the whole so terrible，
这世界可怕到一个地步
，this world is so terrible，
宁愿快快死吧
，so you rather die fast，
你有这样的经验吗？
主要就是啊，比如
最美的地方变成最可怕的了。
The most beautiful place becomes so horrifying.
你看你自己的手，自己的影子。
So when you see your own hand, your own shadow,
很可怕的存在。
So terrifying existence.
你感到人生就没有价值。
You find that there's no value in life.
再看看别人在那里笑，连他的笑容都很可怕。
When you see others are smiling, it's also horrifying too.
人的生命到了这个地步的时候
，When man's life comes to a state,
那么到底还有什么意义呢
？What kind of meaning do we have then?
我们还有想办法。
We want to think of a way out.
怎样去挣扎？
How we struggle,
怎样去增升华
how we
怎样去麻醉自己
how we numb ourselves,
有的人用吸毒的办法去陶醉
Some take drugs to numb themselves,
他们试探活在虚假的梦里不活在苛刻的现实
They try to live the world of dream not in the reality
劳苦叹息
Suffer and groan
等候一个得赎的日子
Waiting for the day of redemption
等候一个荣耀的日子
And also that glorious day to come
无意之中呢
I'm subconsciously
万物等候上帝的种子显现出来
So the whole world is waiting for the revelation of God's children
那么上帝的种子还没有显现出来以前
So before God's children being revealed
上帝的种子也是忍耐等候上帝的独生子再来
And the children of God also waiting patiently for the Son of God to come
所以万物等基督徒得着自由的日子
So the whole world waiting for the day of redemption of the Son of God
等基督再来给他们真正自由荣耀的日子
Christian also waiting for Christ to return so they set them free
全世界
so the whole world
就因为有一群人对基督再来的盼望变成有盼望
because the group of Christians there's a hope waiting for Christ's return and then there's a hope for the mankind
耶稣基督没有再来
if Jesus Christ never return
如果这世界没有受审判也没有荣耀的大日来临
if this world there's no judgment there's no day of glory to come
这世界没有真正的自由重新赐下的日子
and there's no day whereby freedom is given again
那么罪的捆绑是永远的
then the bondage of sin is eternal
荣耀的亏损也是永远的
and the force of the eternal glory also is eternal
劳苦叹息的现世也是永远的
as the reality of suffering and groaning also eternal
被造的完美就变成很痛苦的苛刻对我们继续不断每时每秒的折磨
So this demand that the creator the perfection become a very cruel demand upon us
The cruel torture of every moment every second and every minute
然后就成为一个非常可怕的这个弊害在我们身上
这是人生能够感受到我们的经历可以告诉我们的事情
This is what experience can tell us
所以在世界做人
So in the world to be a man
我们的盼望在哪里呢
Where is our hope then
我们得救的人
We who are saved.
你说得救了，为什么还是这样呢
？So after you say, how come you're like that?
这里承认
的 ，here acknowledge，
就是连我们这些啊
，even those of us
已经得救的人
，were saved，
还在劳苦叹息中。
We are still under labor and groaning。
你比如说，我信了耶稣，好了，什么都没有了，坐轿等着被抬到天上去。
You see, after I've been saved, I wait to be carried to the heaven.
因为我已经信耶稣了，什么愁苦都没有了。
Because I've already been saved, I've no suffering. No.
我在这里说什么呢
？Paul says，
不但如此
，Not only so，
就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的
，Even those who are the first fruit of the Holy Spirit，
也是自己心里叹息。
Inside us we groan，
等候得着儿子的名分
，Waiting to be liberated to have the name of the Son of God。
保罗很诚实。
Paul is very honest.
保罗绝对不讲空话，自欺欺人。
Paul will not talk something of emptiness and deceive himself.
保罗不是那些以最高的理想、讲最高的目的而从来没有办法达到的那些骗人的传道人。
Paul is not a preacher who is more idealistic than idealism that cannot be achieved and try to deceive himself and others.
我最怕说尽好事、说尽好话。 做尽坏事的假冒伪善。
I'm afraid of a hypocrite who talk about all good things but all do all good evil.
保罗说
all evil.
万物劳苦叹息吗
？Paul said that are all things groaning.
真的，我看了这张圣经，他看万物很可怜，每只老鼠出来都看有没有人要抓它，快快的围住。
All things I know that all things suffer.
哇，所有的动物在劳苦叹息中。
Even all things are groaning and labor.
再看看老人家。劳苦叹息到满面电车鬼蜘蛛王一大堆
and seeing also the old people of the, all the wrinkles
看看小孩子
even the children
要读书要做人那么苦的长大
they have to read they have to suffer before they can grow
看看年轻人
seeing the young man
怕不能毕业没有机会留学怕别人就看不起苦得不得了
they are afraid they cannot graduate they can't find a good job people despise them
再看一些人
see others
给人丢掉社会丢弃爱人不要痛苦苦得不得
They are being deserted by the society, by their lover, they suffer.
看到那些成功的商人
See the successful businessmen.
大家都来募捐，税务局的人一直来找他，也苦得不得了。
People will come to ask money from them, or the tax collector will come to them.
看到有大房子的人
Those with big houses.
要找人照顾一人，每天强盗要进来。
They will ask the guard to guard the place before the robber will come in.
全世界都充满痛苦。
The whole world is full of suffering.
那么这个世界是苦海，我们多买几包脱苦海好不好
？So the world is the sea of suffering, so we want to be liberated that
那基督徒呢
so what a Christian
新年书也平安
so if you have peace with a Christian you want to become a Christian you have peace
平安在哪里啊
where's the peace
今天有一个人问我说那么新年书就没有困难也有平安吗
a person asked me that to be a Christian you don't have suffering you have peace
因为我对他说印尼有5万的基督徒被回教徒包围他们要杀他要强迫他们行隔离
so I say that because in this Sulawesi 50,000 of Christians have been surrounded by the jihad
我说世界没有真正的平安
there's no true peace in the world
只有在主里面有平安
only in Christ there's peace
那个人就回答那你们那五万个基督徒被包围是不是有平安
so what are those 50,000 Christians have been surrounded do they have peace or not
我们就告诉他
we tell them
平安
peace
安全
security
和平
peace in English
不一样的
It's different.
什么叫做平安
What about peace?
耶稣说
Jesus said,
我把我的平安赐给你
I give you my peace.
耶稣被杀的时候有平安吗
When Jesus was crucified, does he have peace?
耶稣有平安吗
When the nail cross, did he have peace?
只有他有绝对的平安
Only he has absolute peace.
因为他被杀的不是、不是这样的
Because when he was nailed, he did not tremble.
他说父啊赦免他
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道
Because they don't know what they do.
这才是真正的平安
This is a true peace.
The true peace is peace in spirit.
真正的平安是内灵里面的平安
The true peace is peace from eternity
真正的平安是永恒的平安
The true peace is peace which cannot be taken away or changed by surrounding
真正的平安是不能够努力的
The true peace cannot be influenced by our environment or our surrounding
真正的平安也不受外在环境所影响的
真正的平安不受时的威胁
The true peace is not threatened by death
那是真正的平安
That's a true peace.
感谢上
Praise God.
一个真正信仰主的人
A one who truly believes in God.
内里永恒安定的那种把握
He has the certainty of internal rest.
Eternal stability.
Eternal stability.
Unchangeable.
是不改变的
Unshakable.
是不能够动摇的
感谢上
Praise God.
这样的平安
This kind of peace.
主说我把我这种里面赐给你们
Jesus said, I give you this kind of peace.
所以你们不要挂虑
Just do not worry.
你们不要忧愁
那是feel sad
你这种自由自在
when you are free in this manner
就是神儿女应当有的
that's what the children of God should have
感谢上帝
praise God
我们这些有圣灵初结果子的
we who bear the first fruit of the Holy Spirit
第八章是讲到圣灵的内住
because chapter 8 talks about indwelling Holy Spirit
圣灵与我们灵证明我们是上帝的儿女
the Spirit and our Spirit could testify we are children of God
连我们这些人
even we
都一样的劳苦叹息
we also groan and labor
我们自己知道自己在叹息
we know that we are groaning
但是我们等着儿子名分的彰显
we wait for that day when we are being children of God to be revealed
身体的属
that is the redemption of a body
什么意思呢
what do you mean
心灵早就得赎了
where our spirits have been redeemed
思想早就得赎了
our mind have been redeemed
我们位分早就得赎了
our position have been redeemed
还没有得赎的是身体
Our body has not been redeemed.
所以基督徒
so Christians
所得的救恩
the salvation we have
有三个部分
three steps.
第一个部分
the first
灵魂的救
our soul has been saved.
第二个部分
the second
生活的圣
Our life is victorious.
第三个部分。
A third.
身体得赎。
Our body will be redeemed.
大家说一二三，灵魂得救，身体生活得胜，身体得赎。那么灵魂得救是地位的。
So our soul has been saved positionally.
生活得胜是终身的。
And our life also to be victorious is a whole lifespan.
身体得赎是耶稣再来的时候。
And our body to be redeemed at the time when Christ Jesus returns.
感谢主。
Praise God.
那就在这一段已经灵魂得救，身体没有得赎，以前的整个生活就是我们劳苦叹息，等到上帝的独生子显现的这个事情。
So in this lifespan when we have been saved in our soul by waiting for our body to be redeemed, is the time when we're grown also in our life.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
那我们与世人劳苦叹息不一样。
So our groaning as compared to the world is different.
我们为真理劳苦。
We labor for the sake of truth.
我们为灵魂要得救需要的工作劳苦。
We also labor for the sake of soul to be saved.
我们为传福音劳苦。
We labor for the sake of preaching the gospel.
我们为别人的需要，我们勇敢做见证劳苦。
We courageously we preach and testify for the need of others.
我们也叹息。
We want to groan too.
他们叹息就是死的叹息。
They groan, groan the death. Groan are hopeless.
我们叹息不是的。
But we groan differently.
我们哀叹世人的败坏。
We groan at the corruption of the world.
哀叹人心的不古。
We groan also at the immorality of man.
我们自己也在困难的中间。
Because we groan, because we are also in difficulty.
我们先天下之忧而忧。
But we groan for the sake of the world.
后天下之乐而乐。
We joy also after the way of joy.
照上帝之忧而忧。
Also we groan after the will of God.
照圣灵给我们之乐而乐。
Also we rejoice because of the giving of the Holy Spirit.
等候我们的主再来。
Waiting for our Lord to return.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们今天就讲到这个地方。
We're going to stop in this place tonight.
愿主帮助我们。
Pray that God help us.
给我们在世界在大自然被造的这个环境中
that in the world in this created nature
成为神的代表
become the representative of God
记得我们是万物在神引导之下做元首来 统管被造其他事物的
remember that we are leader who has been created above all things so that we create and rule over them
基督又是我们的元首
and our Christ Jesus also is our preeminent
那我们顺从神
though we obey God
我们可以管制万物
we can rule over all things
那我们等候基督的再来
we are waiting for the return of Christ
我们儿子的名分可以显现出来
so our children of God's position can be revealed
世界就因为我们这个盼望有了一个新的转机。
So the world because our hope that is a turning point.
耶稣再来的时候
when Christ returns,
是我们的荣耀的大日子。
It's a day when we will be glorified.
是我们的荣耀跟自由得的成全的大日子。
So that our glory and our freedom will be accomplished.
我们面向这个日子。
So we face toward that day.
以盼望面向这个日子。
And our hope for that day.
为主劳苦。
And labor for his sake.
直到主再来的日子。
Until he comes.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.